We realized there was a boy on the team, and let me just say, this person is 18 years old, so he's a grown man at this point that was playing on a JV basketball game with 14 and 15 year olds. So I went up and I talked to the athletic director, and I said, can you tell me if that's a boy on the team? And he said, I'm not going to, you know, say. We do not discriminate based on sexual identity. And I said, well, President Trump just yesterday signed an executive order saying there's no boys or men in women's or girls' sports. And he said, we do not have to follow that. We follow Washington state law, right, and WIAA. So once that happened and I realized that Frances was sitting out, it wasn't until towards the end of the game when there was a lot that went on between the time that we realized there was this boy on the team. And when she was leaving, she was so mad. She felt like she had been exposed, and it was just a terrible situation. She walked by and said that, you're a man. She was so frustrated in the situation. And that is why she has been now charged with bullying, harassment, and intimidation for misgendering this person.